Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English news desk, I'm Emer McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI today said that the scope of his trip to Turkey is dialogue and the commitment for understanding between cultures. The Holy Father was speaking to journalists as he arrived in the capital Ankara this morning. Philippa Hitchin is there and has this report.
With Turkish and Vatican flags flying, the papal plane touched down punctually at Ankara Airport early on Tuesday afternoon, with a strong military presence in evidence, but none of the enthusiastic crowds that have greeted the Pope on his four previous journeys abroad to Spain, Poland, and twice to his native Germany. As he stepped down from the plane, Pope Benedict was greeted by Prime Minister Erdogan, who at the last minute had decided to alter his schedule in order to be present on this occasion. The two men went together into a special airport lounge with a huge portrait of Turkey's founder, Atatürk, on the wall, and there they talked together through interpreters for about 10 minutes. The Pope then went by car to Atatürk's mausoleum, completed in 1953, more than a decade after Atatürk's death. It has a wide avenue and marble steps leading up to the entrance, and a huge marble monument inside where the Pope laid a wreath of red and white flowers to honour this man, known as the father of the Turkish nation. Like other world leaders who visit the mausoleum, Pope Benedict also signed the so-called Golden Book of Tributes, writing in English, "In this land, a meeting point of different religions and cultures and a bridge between Asia and Europe, I gladly make my own the words of the founder of the Turkish Republic, peace at home, peace in the world." In Turkey, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The focus of the Pope's trip is, of course, his meeting with Orthodox Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I. The Pope will be welcomed at the Fanar Patriarchate in Istanbul Wednesday evening. Archbishop Dimitrios is primate of the Greek Orthodox Church in America and spokesman for Bartholomew I. He spoke to Philippa about the new era in ecumenism between the East and West.
The Christian communities here in Turkey, of course, form a very tiny minority of the population, don't they? What would you say they are expecting from this visit of the Pope's?
I would say one is to show that they are good, genuine, honest Christians. They don't take anything that, in spite of the difficulties they face, they are kind, they are tolerant, and they are ready to just cooperate in everything good thing. That's one aspect. The other aspect is that they expect that the presence of a very strong international personality like Pope Benedict XVI will be a factor in improving the conditions of religious freedom and possibilities that as religious communities expect to develop more and more. So that's why this visit takes really a very important significance.
Well, a quick note for all our listeners, our international news broadcast at 18:15 Rome time will not be going out on 105 FM, but can be listened to on 93.3 FM. For all the latest on Pope Benedict XVI's papal trip to Turkey, please keep it tuned to 105 Live. I'm Emer McCarthy. Have a lovely afternoon.